AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge, Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MySBC30. So welcome in. I just never get tired of saying welcome in. Welcome in, welcome in. There are a lot of things going on with small businesses today, micro businesses. And I was just thinking about, I talk to so many businesses each day. And there's so many similarities to what small businesses are going through, what businesses are going through, micro businesses, small businesses, professionals. Everybody's kind of going through and shifting and trying to adjust to our new normal now that we are no longer in a state of emergency or country of an emergency with COVID and everything. It's so good to be past the emergency phase. We know that it's still lurking out there, so keep yourself safe. But I wanted to talk about my top tips for business, whether you're in a business, whether you're a micro business, whether you're a professional. And I might have a few questions for you right there, but I was paid such a wonderful compliment this week on my character. And I'm not a perfect person. Who is? I'm not perfect. When I was growing up, I was just like any other kid growing up, any other teenager growing up. You know, when we're in our teenage years, we're kind of stuck on stupid for a little while. And we're trying to get through those teenage years without just driving our parents crazy. And I probably drove my mother a little bit more crazy than I should have. But character, and I listened, and I'm proud to have heard such a compliment, but it's in my character. And so my number one tip for how you're going to operate your business, how you're going to do business, how you're going to work as a professional. I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of bad, right? We're seeing a lot of bad. And we're seeing the frustrations in the workplace, and we're having extreme things happen in the workplace and campuses and all of that. But character, I've decided you have to make a choice with yourself, because you cannot do anything about how someone is going to interact with you, maybe in the workplace, maybe your customers in your business, maybe starting your business, maybe there's some challenges. But number one, you have to keep your character intact, a right character. Making choices that align with doing things with integrity, doing things with honor. And they're really not that hard to do, to be integrous, to be honorable. And these are terms that have come up over the last couple of weeks with me. It's so interesting. I'll tell you this little story. I've been using this virtual assistant company, and we had a little snafu in our relationship, and I was pointing out their language being used and how it could, because of it, it puts a small business at a disadvantage. And if you're a company trying to help small businesses and provide products and service to them, and I am a diehard small business advocate, I am your cheerleader, micro businesses. I am the cheerleader and advocate for small businesses. And so when I experience things, I do my best to address it. And I try to do that with as much diplomacy as I possibly can. I do it firmly, diplomatically. And as a professional, I'm trying to hopefully open up a dialogue that allows us to discuss the situation. And so this company was really fantastic at the end of the day to get me there. Now, the frontline workers and stuff, it was interesting. They were trying to, you know, support. And I don't think sometimes your frontline workers do not know how to respond or how to best respond to a customer that might be frustrated or disgruntled. And so I just kind of kept trying to move the conversation forward, try to move it to someone who can respond, a decision maker. And they were really great. And we talked about honor and being honorable in our business practices. And we agreed on that. I've been in situations, and I'm sure you have, on working with dishonorable people. Their character, there's a kink in their persona. There's a kink in how they do business. They're willing to kind of slide things under the rug. I'm not talking about perfect people. I'm talking about making decisions that you choose to do your best to keep your character intact. Don't let your character change in how you're going to respond because someone else is not doing the right thing. That's their stuff. That's their character. And so I refuse to allow myself to be, my character to be adjusted in some sort of negative way that I'm making decisions that are no longer the honorable or the right way to do it. I had someone a couple of years ago use the word in my presence with me on them trying to do the honorable thing. And I thought that was very interesting because they were not honorable. They were one of the most dishonorable people that I'd ever experienced working with. And so I thought, you've never used this term. You want to control your employees. And let me just say this about those that are in supervisory positions, that are responsible for teams. Because you're in a role of responsibility, a leadership role of responsibility, leaders, great leaders, I'm going to say leaders who understand being a leader. Being in a leadership role does not mean that you're a leader. So let's be clear about that. But I'm a leader. I'm in a leadership role. You're in a leadership role. But leadership is a skill that must be developed. And if it is underdeveloped, that same person in that leadership role can and will probably be harmful in that role. And so leaders will pull the best out of their teams, will pull the best out of their employees, will pull the best out of their contractors, because they value the disciplines and skills that they bring to the table. So if you are working with someone in a leadership role and they're using terms like controlling, I want to control, you don't control people, you lead people, you guide people, you develop people. And so there's a difference. So managers, because you're a manager doesn't mean that you're a leader. Managers manage things. But if the manager, now leaders can manage and lead. Why? Because they understand how to engage people, human beings, and taking the activities and the responsibilities that and the goals of the company that you're all trying to achieve and managing those while leading the people. This is really good stuff. And I hope that it shifts in your belief system and mind on how to engage the people that you work for, whether you're a business owner, whatever stage you are in your career, whether you're a C-level executive, whether you are managing, whatever that role is, your character matters. How you lead matters. Do you know one of the top, let's say, employees' top choice or reason or want, let's say want from a company, and you might say, well, they want more money. But that's not what they want. They want appreciation. They want acknowledgement of good work. More when we come back. You listen to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge, Silicon Valley, Bay Area. We are just having a laid back talk today. Tips, professional tips, how you approach those that you need to engage, your employees. If you're just tuning in, we talked about character. Don't let anyone move your character to a place it shouldn't be. Make sure that you are able to maintain it at all costs. It matters. We talked a little bit about leadership. And how a leadership role doesn't make you a leader. It makes you qualified to do the work activities within that position to get the job done in terms of the business activities, working with people are different. Remember that character piece is your moral qualities, your mental beliefs. They're distinctive. Keep yourself together. Principles. What's your principles? What's your guiding belief system? We've seen a lot happen in our country over the last few years, pandemic, a lot of talk and conversation about systemic racial issues and barriers in this country. And that's just a fact of the matter. But what are your principal beliefs? What are your guiding beliefs? What does that mean, principles, to establish or to fix? You can fix your mind on something. A rule of conduct. A rule of law. What is the basic ideas of how your principles are established? Your fundamental beliefs, your guiding beliefs. What is my guiding beliefs? First and foremost, my guiding beliefs are rooted and steeped in my faith. I know this is a business show, but my guiding, that's where my guiding belief is rooted. It was not always rooted in my faith. Someone had to teach me about it. But my principles, my guiding belief in how I do business and how I work with people and how I work with my team and how I engage customers, start there. And having those healthy principles, and we're not going to agree. We're not going to agree. One of the things that I've talked about, we're still talking about in the news. You might still see a little bit of some articles and maybe some commentary about the Supreme Court's ruling over striking down affirmative action. The Supreme Court striking down affirmative action in colleges and universities and didn't change my guiding belief system, didn't change my principles, didn't change anything about how I think about myself. I am a business professional. I'm an African-American woman living in the United States. I'm a proud American, glad to be an American. It didn't change my affirming myself on my abilities to achieve the optimal purpose in my life, to take action to that end, to build and develop, to be an entrepreneur, to be a radio show personality, to be a great mom, be a wonderful wife, to be a good coach and consultant and advisor to our small businesses, regardless of the stage that they're in their business, regardless of their ethnicity, their gender. You know what they want? They want help with their business. They want to help. They want help with getting access to capital. They want help with their marketing. They want to understand the fundamentals of business. They're asking for help. My principles didn't change. And I've been saying this for years. You cannot legislate heart. Whatever's in someone's heart, and we create these laws not because there's something wrong with my principles. There's something wrong with someone else's principles. And as a result, we're legislating things that maybe we shouldn't, I don't think we should have to, if we're taking our principles to the right level. But my principles are rooted in my faith. So my choices are different. I've got to go to a commercial break. More when we come back. Tips for you in your professional careers and businesses. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, here with Margaret Jackson. We are talking tips in your professional career, your attitude, your leadership, your character. Whether you're an entrepreneur, professional, you're climbing that corporate ladder, things to think about. How you interact with people matter. And I can prove it. I can prove it. When I was growing up, we didn't have all of this commentary and all of this news about someone going into the workplace and shooting people. That's not okay. They're taking their revenge on their workplace. What happened? What broke down in the fabric of going to work? And years ago, I did a show on just helping people understand, if you're employed somewhere, the reality is that you can be unemployed at that same place. And that's not a license to go in and take some sort of revenge. Or is it that there's been bullying in the workplace? Our statistics tell us that about 70% of bullies are male and 30% are female. Both male and female bullies are more likely to target women. That's research, Healthline research from 2017. How is that ever okay? And the reason it's a problem, because there's a problem with character, for sure. There's a problem with the principle, guiding belief system. Inability to be a leader. Now, let me say something about leadership or leading. And we've heard this phrase, they're a natural born leader. And I don't subscribe to that belief system. No one is a natural born leader. I'm going to take it a step further of that you're born with the ability to lead. Natural born leader, I think that that framing of the of what someone is trying to say is not accurate. But everyone is born with the capacity, the ability to lead and develop healthy leadership skills. So there's something wrong with character. There's something wrong with behavior. What is your behavior? My next point is position. What's your attitude? How do you posture yourself? How do you position yourself in your business? When someone's engaging you, when you come into the workplaces, the people that work for you, are they afraid that they're going to lose their job today? Your attitude matters. And if you're leading with an attitude of with a heavy hammer, you're actually not going to get the best performance out of your employees either. I got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge radio show here. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Love this segment. We are doing a lot here at the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Fantastic, fantastic. We are working with some great, great small businesses. We are trying to help them go to their next level of genius. And a lot of things that they need, the number one thing that they need is a coach, an advisor, a consultant. And these are not the same things. These are different hats, by the way. Coaching, advising are different. But I like to give them coaching because coaches are the ones that are going to tell you, come on, you got to get to practice. Come on, why did you miss practice, right? And we have formed this Small Business Fitness Center inside of our membership portal. So when our businesses sign up to be a one of our business plans, the Small Business Growth Plan and the Small Business Grant Readiness, and those of you that are thinking about the Grant Readiness, that is a plan that should be temporary to help you get grant ready, help you get fit to compete in the Olympics of grants. And then the Small Business Growth Plan, that is for you to spend, if you are a new business, 1 to 3 years, 1 to 5 years, developing and having a, and I'll put it like this, how a customer, I was talking to early this week, actually a prospect talking to them this week that was put on my calendar. And she said, I need a community. I need a place that I can develop the work that she's doing. And she's doing a fantastic, fantastic nonprofit, the work that she's doing for the community. Absolutely phenomenal. And so you need a community, you need a space, you need a place that you can work out like you would go to the gym. And it's a monthly membership fee, nominal, get all kinds of great stuff to include mass exposure. But it's to help develop and build your business acumen. It's there to help you build and think about what you're not thinking about. You might not be thinking about your data analytics, your KPIs, your key performance indicators. How are you tracking your social media, what's the plan? Do you have a plan? Do you have a SOSTIC plan? Do you have a digital plan? Who are your collaborators? Who are your partners? Who are your intermediaries? In fact, I got an email today. Someone says, hey, we would like you to be an intermediary for us. And so the things that small businesses do think about, overly think about maybe, customers, I got to get new customers. In between starting your business and getting new customers are all of the things and activities and steps that are happening from opening your business to getting that customer. What's your MVP? What's your most valuable product? So we have resources in there. You have an opportunity to allow me to coach you and some of our other coaches and consultants that we have. An opportunity to, you ever buy that 24-hour fitness gym membership that you never use and go to? That's as well, that's how our system will work for you if you do that exact same thing. It will not work for you. It would be 24-hour fitness, getting your monthly fee, and you're not getting anything out of it because you won't go to the gym. Our small business fitness center, our membership portals, is to get you fit so you can do what you're saying that you want to do. So check it out. Go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. I am looking for actually 10 motivated, serious businesses, either nonprofit or for-profit, that want to get grant-ready fit. We have put together a six-month affordable package to take you to the next level, 10 hours of coaching from yours truly. If you want to know more about that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll give you more information about that as well. So let's go back to our talk. So we've talked about character. We've talked about leaders and leadership. We've talked about principles, your guiding belief. We started talking about your position, your attitude. What is your attitude? Do you ever work with someone? And here's the thing, attitude and all of these things tie together with how you think about yourself. If you are insecure, if you are unsure of yourself, no matter how skilled you are, you're dangerous. And I mean that in not a good way, because you're going to be fueled by insecurities and fears rather than being fueled by confidence. Right principles, belief systems, fueled by things that help complete a goal or task or job. And you can do all of that stuff and be afraid and be insecure. But it haunts a person. And they hide it, and so they lash out, and they do things that my son will tell you. When my son was born, I would carry him. I'm not much of a singer. He had to just endure that. I'm not a singer for sure. But I used to tell him, we got to go to a commercial break. We'll be back, and I'll tell you what I was sharing with him. We'll be back in a moment. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show. We are talking tips on workplace professionals, business entrepreneurs, or you just want to improve your self, self-improvement. I believe in self-improvement. I think it's important. Before I had to run out of the last segment, I was going to say something that my son, I've heard him say this too, when he was a teenager, saying this to other teenagers. It was so powerful. So awesome. It's awesome when you can raise leaders, raise children into their leadership potential, their skills. I would teach my son, don't bully. My son got bullied in school. So don't bully. You treat people right. And so I heard him saying, and I would say this to him, son, I'm firm, but I'm fair. And he would watch me, and he'd watch my actions. I can be firm, but I'm always going to be fair. That's just the way my character is. And he's learned that. And we're at a birthday party with some friends, some kids, and they were saying some things they shouldn't have been saying, and I corrected them that it wasn't okay. And I overhear him saying, my mom's firm, but she's fair. That's all kinds of awesome. My last point to you, authority. And you may have heard me say this before. No one gives you power. They give you authority. You create the power in your life. You create the genius and the wonderfulness in your life. Power, this type of power, the pretiri power, not the dunamis power that we get from dynamite, but the ability to do something extremely well. And those that have their authority can give you authority to act in a position. And if they do, don't blow it by mistreating people. Don't blow it by not having your character intact. Don't blow it and not have your self, your belief system, your guiding belief intact. I told you, you can't legislate hard. So we've got a country that's divided on a lot of topics and issues. That's your guiding belief. My guiding belief is treating people fair and equal, regardless of the color of their skin, giving them an opportunity to have opportunities regardless. Why? Because they're human, they're people. We miss opportunities because of guiding beliefs that doesn't serve solving bigger problems. Don't blow your position by having a bad attitude. Trying to control. You don't control people. Power and control. You don't control people. You lead people. You guide them. Welcome the best out of them. Don't be afraid to let them grow and develop. And pay attention to their dreams. They can learn a lot from the companies they work for, the businesses that they start, or you're growing and developing to achieve that purpose and that goal. I pay attention to those that work for me, and I'm not only allowing them and giving them the opportunity to be great here in this business, but to hopefully go on and achieve their level of genius that they want to achieve. That's what leaders do. Authority can be mishandled, abused because of character, wrong character, wrong principles, bad attitudes, no leadership skills developed. And I said this before, if you are insecure about who you are, unconfident, your hidden secret in you, male and female, you are a danger to the workplace, to the people that you work for. You have to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Because something may have happened in your world, whether you're growing up or whatever. I'm not a psychologist, but you need to find out why. Because the best thing that you can do with your life is achieve the purpose and potential on your life. And that can be so many things. It does not have to be one thing. Steve Jobs says, I want to make a ding on the universe. You can make a ding. You can make multiple dings on the universe. But you're going to have to get your own persona in check. You're going to have to ask yourself hard questions. If I'm struggling with something or I'm whatever's going on in my world, I'm trying to make sure that I deal with that. Why? Because I'm not going to take that to work. I'm not going to take that to my employees and to my contractors and those that work for me. And my customers that are counting on me to help them get to their next level of genius. So be good to someone out there. Make sure you have yourself intact. Be self-confident and go and make a big, huge ding on the universe. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area, Silicon Valley's Bay Area leader.